I want to talk about Nadab and Abihu and their offering strange or foreign or Gentile fire before the Lord. Now, why do they do this? Well, you've got the historical record of it in Leviticus 10, and that follows straight on from Leviticus 9, verse 24, the end of Leviticus 9, where special fire came down from God to show his acceptance of Aaron, and it seemed that that fire remained burning. And so Nadab and Abihu took other fire, what's called strange fire in some versions. But that's also the word for Gentile or foreign fire, so it was probably associated with paganism. So they wanted to show that actually they had been accepted just as much as Aaron had been. They were pretending really to the place of their father. And so they were burned up because of their use of that fire. And it says that the fire came down and devoured them. It consumed them, just as the fire of God consumed sacrifices. So actually, you got a choice of fire either way. You can either be burnt up for the Lord's service or burnt up in the day of condemnation. That's a choice before us, fire or fire. We're either dedicated wholly to the Lord now, in whatever form that dedication is to take, and it may not be the way that we would like it to be, as it was with Nadab and Abihu. They wanted to be on the same level as Aaron. Or we will be consumed at the last day. And it's the same logic. If we are going to spend our eternal future, absolutely every second, if you like, of eternity in God's service, then that's the spirit that we should have now. We are to live the kingdom life now. It won't be a hobby or something you do a couple of times a week. It won't be a culture that you occasionally remember throughout eternity. It will be every single moment. You will be consumed with this. And so it should be in this life. Because those who don't want that sort of life, well, there wouldn't be any point in giving it to them in the kingdom of God. And so Moses says to Aaron, well, this is what Yahweh spoke of, saying, I will be sanctified in those who come near me. So I think Moses got the point that these people were burnt up or sanctified or dedicated in condemnation when they should have sanctified themselves, dedicated themselves to the Lord in the way that he wanted them to serve. And the same struggle we see in so many people that, and in ourselves, that we think we have some way of serving God that is our pet obsession, and actually that is not God's way for us. And here you come back to faith, and to the way that faith means trust. Trusting that God actually knows the right way for us. And it is not of us to choose and to decide. We are given our callings, and ultimately, man is never happier, is never more fulfilled when he's going the way of service that God intends, rather than endlessly chafing at the bit and wanting to be somewhere else. So then, remember that Nadab and Abihu had actually been up Sinai and had seen the glory of God, but they were not humbled by that glory, because even visibly seeing the glory of God had not taken away from them their desire for their own glory. So then, I rather like the follow-up to this. It's in Leviticus 10. When Aaron leaves the sin offering and the burnt offering burning, and he doesn't take the animal away as he should have done, and doesn't clean up as he should have done. And Moses comes over as the legalist, saying, you know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you sort of do it properly? And Aaron says to Moses, look, you know, I've lost my sons today, and if I had eaten the sin offering today, would that have been pleasing in the eyes of Yahweh? And Moses was content with that answer. So Aaron is being absolutely honest. He's saying, look, I admit that I'm feeling angry with God that he killed my sons. How can I eat the sin offering today? And Moses accepts that. So in a way, Moses comes over at this point as the legalist, and Aaron comes over at this point as the one who's keeping the spirit of the law. And I like that because it's rather like David in the Psalms when he says some pretty awful things to God, really, expressing his anger. And you sort of think, oh, you shouldn't have really said that, David. How much he hates people and just giving full vent to his bloodlust and anger. And you think, oh, how can you say that, David? And how and why he said it, I think, was because he knew that God knows all things. And if these are my feelings, well, God knows my feelings. And so I'll tell God my feelings rather than think, oh, well, I better hide that from God. You can't hide anything from God. And so Aaron and David, I think, are examples of being totally open before God, even in our weak moments of anger, of confusion, just openly saying, look, I don't get it. And a lot of the Psalms are like that. And as I say, Aaron at this point, when his sons are slain for offering strange fire, was like that. Notice in Numbers 3 and 1 Chronicles 24, it emphasizes that these men died and they had no children. Well, they did have children, but they didn't have children who served as priests. And you could deduce from that that in the end, if your children don't serve God, it's ultimately as if you didn't have them. If our children do not go the way of God, then, and will not serve God, then okay, it's great family in this life, and of course we love them and we're with them, but in eternity we won't have them. And so in that sense, they had no children. Well, they did, but the children didn't carry on as priests. They didn't serve God. And you know, for us who are parents, that this has got huge implications. I know what I'm saying won't sit well with folks, because you know, this is not what we like to hear, and we all wriggle a little bit in our seats at this point. But I think that it needs to be said, because ultimately, your real family, your ultimate family, are those with whom you're going to live forever. And that should be our focus in this life.